Perek Vav Mishnah Zion. HaOmer HaYemenufe B'Shlosh Esrei Nafa. So the carbon Omer was sifted in 13 sifters. So first, Teichim, they would grind the 3 Sa'a of Sa'irim from the Tevua Chadasha, like we learned in the previous Mishnah. After the grinding, they would sift the Kemach, the flour, in 13 sifters, where each sifter was more narrow, was thinner than the other, to make it a very, very fine sifting. We mashish that which was left over. In the last sifter, they'd be motziit, hayimotziin, as the isaron, la'omer, they'd pull out the isaron, the amount of an isaron for the carbon omer, and that was very, very fine. Ushtei halachem, and the shtei halachem, so the 3 sa'ah of the chitim that they would be motzi from it, they took out of the 3 sa'ah 2 isronim of solas for the shtei halachem. Hayimanafim, they would sift that after the grinding b'shteim esrei in 12 sifters, and v'lechem apanim, the 24 sa'ah of chitim, where they'd be motzi from it 24 esronim of solas for the 12 chalos, for the shteim esrei chalos that they used for the lechem apanim, they would sift those after the grinding b'achas us with 11 sifters. Rabbi Shimon
says,
lo hayala kitzvah, there was no set amount. Lo nasdu chachamam kitzvah, the chacham did not give a set amount, mikama sa'am, how much sa'ah, lahotzi, to remove from it the solas for the minchas ha'omer, or the shtei halachem, or the lachem upon him. And similarly, there's no amount to how many sifters, how many nafos one would use. Ella, solas benupe kotzarka, the solas was sifted to all of its need. Maybe they bring that solas nakia, that clean solas that was roy to be baked, roy lafia, roy to be baked. Shneimar, as it says, v'kachta solas, take for yourself a solas, v'afisa osa, and bake it. Hainu, achte menupe kotzarka, until it's sifted to all of its need. Meaning, sheish rachlers, all you have to do is see. Shetei has solas menupe hate, that the solas is filtered well. And therefore, that would be the process. The halacha follows like the Tanakama, not like Reb Shimon. However, calls out this is all for the mitzvah. It's not ma'akiv. She'im ha'evi, if you brought an omer of a yisaron from 4 sa'ah or from 2 sa'ah, and not like 3, like the Tanakama said, lo nifsal, it would not be pasal, it'd still be kosher. And that's just the Mishnah concludes with that point. Okay, with that we conclude Perek Vav, moving right along to Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Hatoda, the carbon toda. We know the carbon toda was accompanied by 40 loaves. We're going to digress now on those 40 loaves. Hatoda is about chamesh sa'an Yerushalmas. The toda came along with 5 sa'ah Yerushalmas. Shein sheish midbarios, there are 6 midbarios, meaning the midah Yerushalmas was greater than the midah midbarios by a sixth. Hainush called midah, every midah, every measurement of the midbar was 5/6 of the midah of the Yerushalmas. Mikan, therefore, Mishnah is going to teach us that the 40 lachmei toda, the 40 loaves of the carbon toda, were made from 5 sa'ah of solas, according to the sa'ah of Yerushalayim, which would be 6 sa'ah, according to the mid, the measurement of the sa'ah of the midbar. Now, shtei ephos, 2 ephos, which is 6 sa'ah midbarios, are 2 ephos. Ha'efa, an efa is shalosh sa'in, is 3 sa'ah. Each efa is 3 sa'ah. And since v'hoyel v'yesh be'efa, since there is an efa, asara isronos ten isronos, so now in 2 efos you have what? Esrim isron 20 isronos. Then from them, asara 10 of these isronos were l'chametz, for the chalos chametz, and v'asara, and then 10 of these isronos were for the matzah, for the chalos matzah. And v'asara 10 isronos were for the chalos matzah. Now, the chametz, asara for the chametz, 10 for the chametz, was an isaron for the challah. Each challah, each loaf had its own isaron, very simple. However, the asara, the 10 isaron for the matzah, it was divided amongst the matzah in 3 categories, because there are 3 minim. With matzah, there were shlosha minim, and each min was comprised of 10 loaves. So it's going to be divided up into very small amounts. We'll see now. In the matzah, there was 3 minim. There was the chalos, which is the chalos matzah, the cakes. The rekikim, which is the wafers, and the revucha is the soaked cakes. As the pasuk says, v'solas morbechas chalas belulos b'shemen. Revucha means it was like boiled and boiling water. The Rambam writes, how would they do the morbechas? They would boil it in boiling water, chaluta b'roschen, and then they bake it for a little bit. Then afterwards, they would fry it in a lot of oil in a frying pan, similar to like frying a donut. That's how they made these revucha, these soaked cakes. So these are all in the category of the matzah. The matzah was 30 loaves. Each group of these three minim were 10 each. So Nimtzu comes out, Shlosha Esronos Ushlish Lekalmin. It was three Esronos, and a third to each of these minim, because we have 10 Esronos to work with in the matzah category. 10 divided by 3, it's going to be 3, and a third to each min of the matzah, which is Shalosh Chalos Leisaron. So it's 3 Chalos to each Isaron. Dainu, to each Chala, was a Shlish, was a third of an Isaron. Varila Eser Chalos, to the 10 Chalos, was Shlosha Esronos, was 3 Esronos, and a third of an Isaron to each of the 10, and then 10 times 3, well, 10 times 3 and a third would give you the 10 Esronos that you had to deal with for the matzah loaves. Now that's all in the Midah Midbarios. But the Midah Yerushalmis, where there were no Esronos, Ella, it was Kabim, so the breakdown was as follows. Hayu Shloishim Kav, there were 30 Kav. So 5 Sa'ah of Solas that they brought for the Lachmei Todah came from 30 Kav. Shekol Sa'ah, each Sa'ah is 6 Kav. Chamisha Asar, 15 Kav for the Chametz, for the Chalas, Chametz loaves, which would be Chamisha Asar LaMatzah, then 15 for the Matzah loaves. Chamisha Asar, 15 for the Chametz loaves, Hainu Kav V'chatzi L'Chala, Kav and a half for each Chala loaf. Because they made 10 chalos of chametz, each one was comprised of kav and a half of solas. And then chamisha asar l'matzah, 15 for the matzah, and the matzah was divided into three groups, three minim, chalos, rekikim, and revuchah, like we mentioned. Nimtzu comes out, you'd have chamesh es kavim l'kol min, 5 kav for each min, which is shtei chalos l'kav, 2 chalos for every kav, or in other words, half a kav for each chala, comes out these 5 kav of solas, for the 10 chalos, shebechol min, for each and every min of the matzah.